Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Steve Sparky Fiverr, Gary Ellerson, the former Packer and Badger running back, Leroy Butler, inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Pro Football Hall of Fame finalist from Florida State. He's proud of his new head coach down there now. Known as Scottie Pippen on the Wendy's Big Show, according to our boss Mitch Rosen, who joined us in the first hour of the show. He called Gary Ellerson the Michael Jordan of The Fan. Bill Weddington is Bill Michaels. I was referred to as Steve Kerr, and the Dennis Rodman of The Fan, according to our boss Mitch Rosen, is Bart Winkler. So feel free to tweet or put on Facebook whichever way you think Mitch may have went wrong on his analysis of the starting five of that Bulls team to The Fan's team here. Joining us now, he is Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Good afternoon, Ryan.
How's it going, guys?
Going good.
Yeah, doing good, my brother.
How are you doing, man? You're back off of furlough now, so you're back to work again?
Yes. I'm able to actually legally work again, so that's wonderful. Nothing happened last week while I was gone.
Yeah, right? That sucks, man. You couldn't be on the call or nothing. You were stuck.
Yep. Wasn't exactly fun, but everyone in Gannett, a lot of people in Gannett are going through it, so it just is what it is. And frankly, a lot of people in other walks of life and in other industries have it a lot worse. So,
no doubt.
Yeah. You know, count my blessings and everything. But no, nobody substantial talked last week in Packerland, right? I totally didn't miss anything.
Well,
no.
If you would have been on the call, maybe we would have got better questions asked. So,
hey-o.
Yeah. Ryan, your thoughts on what Aaron Rodgers said or didn't say during that presser?
I thought the thing that stood out the most, obviously, was him acknowledging what we already, I think, knew, but for him to acknowledge that the reality is that it's far from certain. It might even be unlikely that he finishes his career as a Packer. It's a pretty remarkable thing, and I think that Aaron Rodgers has always understood that in the back of his mind, that it was never a certainty, going back years. I mean, I can remember standing next to his locker talking with him and him mentioning that before. You know, he went through the summer of 08. When you see that up close, I don't think anything can surprise you, because if it can happen to Brett Favre, it can happen to anybody. And so he knew that, but until the draft, until now, there has been no path for that to happen, and now there is. And he sees that for the first time. So him saying that, you know, the lack of control that he has over his future with this organization, and him knowing that, is that's clearly what stands out. I think there is a lot that we still don't know, and it would be interesting to know, for example, how much Brett Favre was actually speaking for Aaron Rodgers when he went on Rich Eisen and said such things as there's a chip on his shoulder against the organization. He thinks that there's a lack of trust and a disrespect that the organization gave. How much of that is Brett Favre talking for himself, and how much of that is Aaron Rodgers? We still don't know that. And on down the line, yeah, I would have been curious to know what Aaron Rodgers thought about not getting a heads up from Brian Gutekunst before the pick was made. But Aaron Rodgers said he was surprised, so clearly there was no heads up, and now he sees that the path for his eventual potential replacement.
I know we talked about it too. That's one of the questions that we want them to ask, and nobody got a chance to ask that particular question. But I think, you know, moving forward, he said he was surprised he didn't get asked. They didn't talk to him about it. What do you think he was more shocked by, that he didn't get asked about it, or that they didn't take a receiver or someone to help him in the first round?
Well, I think his surprise is that, you know, and he really said this himself, that they went ahead and drafted a quarterback, considering this is a future Hall of Famer who has said many, many times that he intends to play 240 and beyond, and that he has 4 years left on his contract. And he'd be fine if it wasn't the last contract that he had. You know, if he's playing at a high level, he sir would see himself getting another contract in this league. So this is not Brett Favre who's hinting at retiring every offseason. This is a very different situation. He's made it very clear to the organization publicly that he wants to play as long as he can, and that he feels like he has a long way to go. So for the organization then to draft a potential replacement, I think that's the surprise. It's one thing to consider it, but to actually get over that hump and do it is an entirely different thing, and that's what they did.
Yeah, what I wanted to concentrate on the coach, but we couldn't really hear it. It was all distorted, and some guy, dog was barking, and then they wouldn't mute the computer. It was really terrible for the coach, because have you had any discussions, yay or nay, with your colleagues about that and what they really thought about that, like in a conversation, or you haven't had a chance to do that yet?
As far as which, what Matt LaFleur had
like
to say.
Like questions to Aaron and questions to the coach, and, you know, because sometimes when you guys talk, you can get an understanding. Because I think the reason why I asked you that, because a dude told me, the Packers made them ask those questions. I said, no, I don't think they do that. But no, I believe it. So the Packers don't make them ask softball.
The Packers don't dictate that any reporter asks a question. I mean, they have some control over the order in which questions are being asked, which frankly is out of necessity, because when you have 60 people on a call, and they didn't start out that way. They started out with Brian Gutekunst before the draft, his annual pre-draft press conference. It was a free-for-all, and that just didn't work. So they kind of have some control of the order, which is understandable.
Yeah, that's fine.
No,
as long as it ain't no conspiracy, because that's what this guy thinks. But my question is, they did ask the coach, though. That was a good question about San Francisco and stopping the run. You know, you didn't get a receiver. Okay, we're good with that, I guess. I mean, but now you didn't upgrade middle linebacker. Two linebackers go to New York. And, you know, you guys couldn't stop the run for an hour and a half, paraphrasing. His answer, Woody, was basically the guys got out of their gaps.
Yeah. I thought that was interesting. You know, that's coaching, right? He was saying that they have the talent to do it. They've got to coach it up better. They got to make sure their guys stay in the gaps. And certainly some of that also falls on the players as well, but there's got to be more discipline when it comes to gap integrity. And it's something that, to their credit, they said all throughout the season, too. Now, against their credit, they never fixed it, clearly. But it's not new. This is something that they've, you know, they believe that a lot of it is gap control or lack of gap control. Mm-hmm. And so it's not a talent thing. They think that they have the pieces and they have the talent to defend the run. It's just, you got to go out and do it, you know. And until we see that they can do it, you're kind of going on faith, because they've known what the issue has been and they just haven't been able to fix it. So they have to now go out there and take care of business. But until they do that, it's just kind of a faith that at least they have an idea of what's wrong. They just got to fix it.
You know, I would agree with that. And I think just looking at that press conference, going back to that once again, though, it felt like that Rodgers, there's no ill will between Rodgers and Love. It feels like Rodgers going out, he's going to do his job. He's going to do what needs to be done. It's not going to be like Rodgers and Brett Favre. It feels like it's going to be better communication in that regard.
Yeah, you know, I mean, Aaron Rodgers wasn't saying, it's not my job to help you
right.
out.
He didn't say
spend
that.
For
yeah.
himself. So he was saying right. all the right things. He said that right. he would treat him no different than any other backup quarterback. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, from Scott Tolzien to Matt Flynn to Brett Hundley and on down the line, he's had good relationships with his backups. So, you know, if that's no other than, different than any other backup, that's a good relationship. Now, right. I will say this. He did say the right things. Now it will be very interesting to see how that relationship develops when they're together, and mm-hmm. and what Aaron Rodgers does. I mean, he said the right things. What does he do? That will be interesting to watch. But as far as you know, he's the person in terms of action. He's the person that called Jordan Love the day after the draft, and he said that it was no fault of Jordan Love's at all. That you know he didn't ask to be drafted here, and he doesn't hold that against him. And I do think it was a promising start there.
Yeah, and that's the thing about it. You try to get an understanding on what they really want to accomplish. So moving forward with the offense, they did ask him some questions about the offense, the head coach, by the way. But we want to go back to Aaron Rodgers for a minute. Now, we had we just talked about Aaron Rodgers, and somebody asked him about does he have enough weapons? And he went through each guy like he does, said something good about all of them, MVS, Alan Lazard, Funches, 17. He talked about the tight ends, even the kid from Cincinnati. He threw all those guys and sound like they were named them like they were Pro Bowlers. I mean, just great. So we were saying, do you buy that he thinks he has enough weapons to win with?
I mean, I haven't heard differently. I think that all of us, you, me, all of I think we kind of arrive at the same conclusion, right, which is that the receiving core could use more talent and depth. I don't think that that's a great mystery. So,
Steve tried to get me to talk about Kumaro. Kumaro's guy that's going to turn it around. Okay, just move on. Yeah, go ahead. I apologize.
Okay.
I mean, if it was going to happen, it would have happened, right? Like, I don't think that they're in any different position now than they were before the draft, obviously. Now, they have Devin Funchess coming in, but they had Geronimo Allison going out. Devin Funchess has definitely produced more in this league, but from a skill set perspective, they are very similar. They are tall, rangy, large catch radius, slower receivers. That's who they are. So I don't see how it's changed that much.
Talking with Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette here on the Wendy's Big Show. Got a tweet coming in here from Ben. He's got two things. One, will Matt have the cojones to pull 12 if he's ineffective for a game, two games, five games?
Well, that's going to be the interesting thing, isn't it? What happens if he has two or three bad games in a row, and let's say that, and I don't know that this is going to happen because I think it's really tough for Jordan Love coming in with basically no offseason. To be ready to do much of anything this fall. It's a good thing that they drafted him with a couple years in mind because this offseason is not tailored for any rookie quarterback to come in. But if he does wow in the preseason, that'll be interesting. Fans are very much in a prisoner to the now. And what are you seeing now? And I think that everyone in sports culture can be that way. So, That'll be interesting to see if that happens. I don't think Aaron Rodgers in reality has played well enough and done far, far more than enough to have more than a couple bad games in a row of good grace from his head coach. I don't think that would be a real thing. But I think in terms of narrative across the state, yeah, that'll be very interesting.
You know, the other thing that was brought up, do you think it's inevitable that at some point Rodgers and LaFleur have a closed-door meeting about how this offense is going to be this year?
I would imagine they've had a meeting already about it. I mean, it's pretty clear in the draft, not drafting receivers, drafting a big physical running back in the second round, drafting an H-back in the third round, where this offense is going. Drafting three offensive linemen in the sixth round. I mean, it's pretty clear where they're going with this. So I would imagine that, if an official closed-door meeting, I don't know if that's happened, but I think that there's no ambiguity here where the offense is heading in year two.
Ryan, when we talk about Matt LaFleur and where he's at with Jordan Love now on this team, drafting guys that fit more of his offensive style, you get the running back, you get the H-back, all of that type of deal. How much of a dramatic difference do you think this offense will have this year?
I think it's going to be a lot more run. I don't see how it could not be. And let's, when you talk about the receivers, what is the thing that this receiving group as a whole does very, very well? And that is run block. And that's not taken lightly. They lauded, Matt LaFleur lauded their run blocking ability all season. It is important if you're going to be an offense that runs the ball as much as they do. So, look at bringing back Mercedes Lewis. Why did they bring him back? It's not to catch a lot of passes. It's because he's a really good blocker from being an inline tight end position. He can really block like that. All signs are pointing to this offense being a physical run offense that works its pass game off the action fake, and that's they run to set up the pass, and to do that, it wouldn't surprise me if they ran the ball 50% of the time.
He is Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette joining us here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Ryan, thanks so much for coming on, man. Enjoy the rest of your night.
Absolutely. Take care, guys.
Take care. There he is, Ryan Wood on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Has your passion outgrown your home? A Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935. Time for Great Lakes Dragaway. Pick a lane. The top three topics of the day comes at you next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.